Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Uncertainties in ag markets could be problematic for both landowners and renters. Extension ag economist Jim Jansen talks about the advantages of flexible lease agreements that will benefit both parties, whether the markets are up or down.
There's a lot of uncertainty surrounding the current state of crop prices and even livestock prices. A lot of uncertainty related to trade, what future crop yields might look like, and what does this all mean for crop prices over the upcoming year. To better address this, landlord and tenants, as they are negotiating cash rents, need to be considering what might be in an equitable manner or a way in which we can set a cash rental rate that works for both parties involved. Well, one way to address this is through what is called a flexible cash lease arrangement. A flexible cash lease arrangement is letting the cash rent vary between a ceiling and a floor, or a minimum and a maximum value during the growing season, and while allowing the final cash rent to settle at a certain amount based on some factor of risk or uncertainty. An example, we could let the cash rent vary between two values, let's say $170 to $230 an acre, with a base cash rent of $200, where the cash rent might go up or down, subject to what happens to crop price. Now, some folks might be more concerned about crop yield outside of price, and you could also set a flexible cash lease based on the crop yield. Or if you combine the two, you could also look at what is called crop revenue. Irregardless of what someone might choose to do, we start with the base cash rent and we let that vary between two predetermined points. Now, the reason we don't have unlimited upside or downside potential is we don't know for sure what might happen to the future crop prices or yield or crop revenue. And also on the downside, we have protection in the form of crop insurance and different types of federal farm programs to help cover the uncertainty surrounding that. There are many different ways to set flexible cash leases. We also have some folks talk about bonus leases. An example, if your cash rental rate is, let's say, $200 an acre, and if the price of corn this fall when the crop is combined is over $4.50 a bushel, you might request an additional $15 in cash rent or pay an additional $15 in cash rent. And if the price of corn is over $5 a bushel, we might pay an additional $30 an acre to arrive at a final cash rent of $230. A bonus cash rent might be best for someone that either has irrigated cropland or someone that has a less yield variability, because if we have a severe production shortfall on marginal ground or areas of the state that may not receive quite as much rainfall, there could be a lot of uncertainty surrounding what would that payment look like or what might things transpire to or change to. In all situations, irregardless if you do a crop share, a cash lease, or a flexible cash lease, we need to be sure to make and have everything in writing in the form of a written cash lease. And typically on cropland, we look at a cash lease to run from March 1 of the current year to February 28th of the following year. So an example, March 1, 2026 to February 28th, 2027, or 29th if it happened to be a leap year. It's very important to have everything in writing so each party understands what they're getting themselves into, and we can negotiate the proper provisions surrounding that lease to make a solvent or desirable lease or contract. For more information for farmland management or ranch land management, please visit the Center for Ag Profitability website at the University of Nebraska, Lincoln at cap.unl.edu.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.